Every wise person in the heart amongst you should come and do what God commanded. So let's ask two questions. So question number one, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Josh Moshe asks, why is it that the Torah here says, Kol Chacham Leiv? We know that Bezalel was the one that's commanded building the Mishkan. So why did the Torah then subsequently command every single Chacham Leiv amongst you to build the Mishkan if we know really Bezalel is the one that's commanded building it? And the second question is, why is it the Torah uses the language of Chacham Leiv? Why is it not just Kol Chacham? Throughout the Parshas of the Mishkan, we find the word Leiv, Nadiv Leiv, Chacham Leiv. So what's the additional significance of the word Leiv as opposed to just Stam Nadiv, Stam Chacham? So to address the first question first, Moshe Feinstein explains, let's say theoretically Bezalel would not be willing to build the Mishkan, so every single Jew in Klal Yisrael would need to be willing to fulfill that role of building the Mishkan. So therefore the Torah says, Kol Chacham Leiv Lachem, because Hashem wants every single Jew to really fulfill the role of building the Mishkan, just when they saw that Bezalel was greater than them, then they'd have to be willing to take a step back and let Bezalel do it. And Moshe Feinstein says that this is true in all aspects of life. That person should always strive to fulfill greater roles. Just when they see that more people are more qualified than them, then they should take a step back and let the more qualified person fulfill that role. And now with this idea, I think we can understand the significance of the language Kol Chacham Leiv, because the Or HaChaim at Kodesh explains, why is it that the Torah uses the language of Nadiv Leiv? Because the Torah is highlighting what matters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person's kavana. And it doesn't matter how much a person gives, but the kavana that person had in giving. And with this idea of the Or HaChaim now, the language Chacham Leiv also makes a lot of sense, because as Moshe Feinstein explains, this person is not actually going to end up building the Mishkan, because Bezalel is going to be the one building the Mishkan. But what matters to Hashem is the person's intent. That person wants to be one building the Mishkan. And that's conveyed by the language of Chacham Leiv, because it's about the person's kavanah, that every single Chacham in their heart, they want to build the Mishkan, even they knew, practically speaking, that they weren't going to be the ones building the Mishkan. And the lesson that we can learn from the parasha is that whenever there's a role in life, that we should always strive to be the ones to fill it. And just when we see that there are people that are greater than us to fill that role, we should take a step back and let them fill it. But at least in our hearts, we should always want to be the ones helping out, even though, practically speaking, we're not necessarily going to do it. But at least in our kavan, deep down, our Kodesh Baruch Hu should see that really we want to help, just that we know that we're not the best, we're not so fit for it, but at least our intent is there.